Neil Atkinson with Rory Smith for about 25 minutes or so to chat about something that came up. We went to Australia, Rory, on tour, and I've been wanting to get you on to talk about this since. And I would ask two questions. Every live show I did, I asked two questions whilst I was on stage. And one was to everyone. I said, listen, you know, no blame here. Put your hand up if you're watching Liverpool less this season than you did last season. And a smattering of hands would go up. I'm going to say sort of we average out at about 25%. And this is an Anfield Rap live show, so that's a level of honesty. Let's be clear. The kickoff times are a big part of all of this. Because it's the other side of the world. And then I said, and can you put your hand up if you're watching less football in general this season than you did in previous seasons? And then that number that was 25% went to about 75%. Mm-hmm. And in a number of ways, that would be, for me, the more troubling number. I reckon Liverpool going from a season where they win the league to Liverpool going for a season where they look like they can't tie their own shoes is, and you live in Australia, I'm prepared to understand that as the 25%. I'm even prepared to allow that 25% to become 50-ish percent because of that, because, well, the games feel like they've got less at stake for Liverpool, so I'm not going to watch anyone else. But it was such a majority of people for whom that was the case that it did make me wonder that maybe, just maybe, there's a bit of a problem at the minute that the Premier League has got, which is actually, I think, beginning to ease a little bit, but that ultimately the quality, the standard of Premier League football across the course of this season has just not been as a spectacle, before we get into any nuances, as a spectacle, not where we needed to be.
Yeah, I think that's probably right, but I'd say that there's maybe other factors that go into it. There's the economic ones, which are the ones whenever people talk about this issue, they always kind of fixate on the cost, and that is legitimate and it's understandable. It's a kind of very popular and common way to view like the mechanics of history, effectively, is like through that economic lens. It costs a lot of money to watch football. If you're in a part of the world that's not on this time zone, it's also like a big time investment, which I think impacts people. And as you say, Liverpool aren't as good, so you're much less likely to think, I can't remember which way the time difference works with Australia, but like you're much less likely to think, I'm going to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to watch that football match when I am pretty sure that what's going to happen is Liverpool will lose 2-1 to a 93rd minute goal.